This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
During this morning's show, we're going to get to know the new general manager for CHS. Randy Brody stopped by this week, and I was able to find out a little about him and the recent consolidation that happened with CHS. Randy is new to the area and new to CHS, but he said he's ready to meet new people and learn about Illinois. You're new to the area, new to CHS, so tell us a little about yourself. Where are you from and where did you come from, and just a little about you.
Sure thing. Well, I started out as a farm boy in Indiana. Grew up on a farm in southern Indiana where we raised cattle, watermelons, corn, and soybeans. And went to Purdue University, graduated from there with a degree in ag science and animal agribusiness management, and got started with the cooperative system. I've been in cooperatives for 35 years and have been through three different cooperatives, worked in several different jobs. I've drove floater applicators, I've cleaned out grain bins, I've loaded trains, pretty well done it all. Have my MBA from the University of Nebraska, and went to Ohio, and I've spent the last 20 years in Ohio as a CEO of a small cooperative up in northwest Ohio, and then went to work for a larger cooperative, which is now called True Point Cooperative. And I was the director of grain operations for them when I left, and I managed 19 grain elevators in the state of Ohio.
So you've got some experience, to say the least.
Well, we like to say experience. Some of us are called old, but I've been around the block a few times.
That's not always a bad thing. I am the youngest here at the station, and I think Aaron can back me up on this. We have a lot of things we're told. You weren't alive yet. So, so experience is not a bad thing. So how did you come to join CHS? Obviously, you've got a wealth of experience with the ag cooperative. So kind of tell us how you got to this position.
Sure. Well, I was looking for the next career move for me, and this job was available, and I applied for it, and met the CHS people and met the board on two different occasions, and we just seemed to kind of connect, and it was a wonderful opportunity. And to come here to Illinois and manage this cooperative and work for CHS, which is a globally integrated company, but yet they allow you to manage locally. And I think that was the main thing that was my reason for coming, is that we're still a local co-op, but we've just connected internationally.
Well, welcome to Illinois in this area. Happy to have you. And so how long have you been with CHS now? When did you start?
Let's see, we're down past counting hours, so this is the third week, first day of the third week.
All right, and how have things been going? I know we've got Erin here with us today. She's been keeping you busy, so have you been making the rounds to other facilities, or what have your first couple of weeks been like?
You betcha. I've kind of kept them on their toes, but we have done a lot of really good things. Got a great team. And the thing I like about the team that we have here at CHS, it's a mix of old and young people. So a lot of talent, a lot of experience, and a lot of energy. And we've got some really great assets. We've done a lot of good things this last week. Of course, being in shipment, there's not a lot of opportunities to eat. And after driving 16 miles one way to the McDonald's in Jerseyville, we decided that on the second week we would have called Lunch with Randy. Okay. And we have five main locations, and we had a catered lunch brought in, and got the guys some hats, because I guess we're kind of stingy with hats. And we're going to try and change that. And so we basically had lunch, and I got to meet all the employees, and they got to meet me, and they kind of heard some of my philosophies and my do rights, as I call them, and it's been a great experience.
Well, great. Sounds like you're off to a great start. And not only has there been the change with you as new general manager, but probably almost everyone, at least related to ag in this area now, has heard about the consolidation that recently happened. So any news about that you can share with us?
Sure. Well, been in the business with cooperatives for 35 years, I'm kind of a pro-cooperative guy. And, if you look back on the history of this merger, a long time ago there was Shipman Elevator and there was Carrollton Elevator, and they were both independent cooperatives. And I found that they both had an LLC there in Carrollton with the agronomy company. So those two cooperatives were working together for a long time before they ever joined CHS. And but over the course of time, Shipman joined CHS, Carrollton joined CHS after CHS had purchased the Louder facility. So you had all these CHS locations in one area that had worked together, and it just was a lot of common sense to put them all together. And so I'm the first GM to run that cooperative. And like I said, you know, my philosophy is we're a locally owned and run cooperative. You know, we still have a board of directors. They still have a huge impact on what we do, but we're connected with a global company like CHS. And we have all those resources and opportunities available to us.
And I've had a couple conversations with different staff members at CHS before, but not a lot of change that's going to be happening. If anything, it sounded like maybe more opportunities for your customers with the merge.
Oh, there's a host of great opportunities. You know, one of the things that I hope the customer hears today is that, you know, I'm all about customer service. And the customer's going to tell us what assets we need and what people we need, and it's our job to listen and to provide those assets. But, you know, here's a great example of just this, one of the first benefits of this merger, in that we had the area around Shipman that got their corn crop in fairly early, and we had other areas down on 140 and up at Louder that were a little bit wetter, and they were a little bit behind. Well, the farmer in the Shipman area was able to get his anhydrous on, and as a company, we have over 500 anhydrous tanks. Well, we would be kind of foolish if we left those tanks at all the individual locations. So we actually moved tanks around. We moved equipment around, trucks and trailers around, so that the farmers got equipment when they needed it instead of being, well, I'm sorry, they're all out today and there's 100 tanks sitting down somewhere else. I think you'll see a lot more of that from us, and I think you'll see a lot more of assets built around the farmer.
Great. Well, definitely sounds like some positive changes ahead. And speaking of changes, that's really common in agriculture, always progressing in new technology, new equipment. So any ideas for what's next for CHS or goals that you have in your new role?
Well, born in southern Indiana, worked in Ohio. I need to learn Illinois. So I've actually told all of my top salesmen that I, in the next 90 days, I want to meet with their five customers, at least five of their customers. And my goal is to get around to the farmers, get out to their farm gates, obviously after planting season's over. But our short-term goals are to listen and to find out what we need and what we need to do. And the farmers is not too shy about telling us what we need to do. And all we need to do is listen.
Well, Randy, I think we've touched on a lot of great things. And do you have any other final thoughts or things that you'd like to add, either about yourself or CHS?
Well, we just definitely appreciate the farmers' patronage and love listening to your guys' radio show.
Thank you.
And anything that we can do to help the customer grow, and we'd sure like to buy grain from them, sell them fertilizer, and sell them fuel.
Once again, the new general manager for CHS, Randy Brody. If you have questions for Randy or would just like to chat, you can give him a call at the CHS office in Shipman at 618-729-9009. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.